Whoa, Gary, that's pretty good. Gary, and Brian, thank you both so much. Yay, let's hear it. I know they're just applauding you tremendously out there in Video Land. That was great. Good to have drums back. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. And Gary, good to have you back. So my talk today is called The Seat of the Soul, but the theme for this month is Listen to Your Heart. And so I'm going to mix it up. So this way, if you're interested in more information about the Seat of the Soul, then you'll want to listen next week. Okay, but this week is going to be more about listen to your heart, because I think that that's really important in our evolution of self. And so I'm going to start with a story. And the story I start with this morning is from Mayor LaGuardia. In 1935, he was the mayor of New York. And at this certain time, and it was, of course, during the, what's that called? Depression. Thank you so much. I don't even want to say the word. No. Okay, it was during the Depression, and he showed up late at night because they ran the court cases through the evening because there were so many of them during the Depression. And so he sent the judge home, and he said, "I will sit on the bench today." And so the first case that came up involved an elderly woman arrested for stealing bread. And when asked whether she was innocent or guilty, she answered, "I needed the bread, Your Honor, to feed my grandchildren." "I have no option but to punish you," the mayor responded, "$10 or 10 days in jail," proclaiming that the sentence be simultaneously, the mayor, at the same time that he sentenced the woman, threw $10 into his hat. And then he fined every person in the courtroom 50 cents for living in a city where a grandmother had to steal food to feed her grandchildren. I love this story, don't you? Look what took place. And so the woman not only could pay the fine, but she walked out of court with $47.50. And during that time, that was huge. Mayor LaGuardia did that. And I think what it says to us at this time in our life is that we have to listen to our heart. What is your heart saying at this time? Every encounter, every event is an opportunity to apply judgment or to apply compassion. Judgment calls for punishment, while compassion brings release, brings freedom, and brings love. You have the power to deliver either judgment or compassion every moment, every day. So my question to you today is, what will you choose? What will you choose at this time? Judgment or compassion? When you inflict pain on another, you separate yourself from love. When you bestow relief for any situation, for another, you become godlike. Listening to our heart means we each have the power to break the cycle of living against or judging another, judging another's path, or judging our own path, or what we might be struggling with in this very moment. See, I believe learning to live from our heart shifts our attitude. Shifts our attitude and our viewpoint of how we see life and what we look at and what we look for. Living from our heart has brought me to a greater personal freedom, realizing it's not my job to control the outer world. Oh, that's taken me a long time to learn that. But there's such freedom in that. It's not my job to control what's going on around me. The inner world of discovering holds the key to your freedom, to my freedom. The inner world is our sanctuary. The Apostle Paul, writing from his Roman prison cell, he did that from the cold, damp cell to encourage his people. And Peter explains, no matter how difficult life gets, Peter reminds us to be faithful to our true nature, that we each have a priceless inheritance. Now hear that. Here's this guy in jail, cold and damp, and yet he still can find something good to encourage his people. And he said that we each have a priceless inheritance, pure and undefeated. The life within each one of us is created from the all-loving Father, Mother, God. This I call the sacred center of self. We each know this part of us, and yet it's maybe in a faint memory within us. However, it is alive in each one of us. It has to be. It can't be for one and not the other. And it's time for us to each remember again, to remember and to rise above the confusion of humanities and the events of life. It's time to just stop and breathe and to bring the power of love of God into every moment, into everything that we do. Life, every day, today, this moment. Where will you bring the presence of God, your attention? Where will you place it right now in your life? See, I believe truth lives at the center of each and every one of us. And this morning, with the music and the drums, we're going to wake it up. Because it's time to wake us up in our own self, to wake up the good news that your essential self, the most holy place within you, is alive, it is well, it is powerful, and it is desiring to celebrate greater in you today, through you, and give it your attention. Are you willing to do that? That's the question. Thank you. There's one, two. And I know you on Facebook land are just screaming out, yes, I am. I can hear you. Your true nature and your true life has never been about learning. It's never about what you learn or what you know. It's about remembering what you have forgotten. That you have forgotten the sacred lives within you. And it is powerful. It is mighty. And you just forgot your sacred center of self. Next week, you're going to find out we come in with this. We can't get rid of it. It's a part of our DNA. It's a part of our whole divine, magnificent self. And we each forget, no matter how difficult life has got, this sacred place within you has never been hurt and never harmed. That's the truth. Took me a long time to discover that. But once I did, I realized no matter what had been done, no matter the experience that I had gone through in my life, there was still this place untouched within me. Untouched, unharmed within you. When you remember your life has always been blessed, the past, the pain, will become a faint memory. Because only God pays you back for any hurt. Hear that. No one can make your life shine but God and you together. That's where your power is. So quit expecting people to make your life right. Do I need to say that again? Quit expecting anybody to make your life right. Your life is right through and in you. Put all your hope and glory and trust into your personal divine nature that is for each one of us to discover, to open, to allow it, to praise it, and bless who we each are. It's up to you to choose to live full out, overwhelmed with blessings. Now, what's that going to feel like today, to be totally overwhelmed with blessings? Breathe that in. Imagine. It's almost like the blessing truck, the blessing ship just pulled in, showering you. Realizing how blessed you are, you become too blessed to be offended. I hear that. When you're full of blessings, life does not offend you. If you're offended right now, you got to go get filled up with blessings. That's all. That's all what's needed. Too blessed to live from old pain. Too full of your own divine nature. Pain and fear are temporary. Love is forever. Let's think about that for the moment. So I have a question for you this morning. Where are you willing to place your love today? I hope it's right where you are. To love yourself more, no matter where you've been, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're not doing. Love is the key, being filled up in who we are. Yesterday I was so filled with blessings, connecting to kids I grew up with, the Lyman family. They're still kids in my book, even though we're a little bit older. But the memories, the joys, are as alive today as if it happened yesterday. The shelter in place has given us time to reconnect. So yesterday, we got together on Zoom. Loving memories filled my heart, and memories of fun and adventure and our summers together were seeds of fun and kindness and laughter and great joy that we hold planted and dearly in our hearts. How blessed we all were to grow up together. This was my first church family. I met the Lyman kids. There were four of them. Three boys and a girl, and we were three girls. And then, because we all had so much fun together at church, we had cabins close by. And we had some of the best adventures. So yesterday, we connected. And that's what we need to do, is connect to the love that we have created in our lives, all the good times, all the greatness. Let's face it, in our human experience, it is easy to look past the magnificence of life, and instead, we see life as a fight. We got to stop doing that. We've got to stay with the magnificence of life. A survival test or something to overcome. I don't know about you. But some people today, that's all they're seeing, is it's just, this is a survival test. Am I going to make it? Yeah. You will excel it, in my opinion. What if every situation, think about this, what if every situation is a mirror or a pointer which wants us to really see and experience what is calling us? What if the perceived problem or challenge has the solution already built into it? Imagine whatever's coming up for you in this moment, that already built into that problem, into that fear, into that doubt or worry, inside of it is the solution. Not outside, but inside the problem. So I'm going to invite you to breathe into that idea. let's stop and consider together that the answer already exists. Now, how do you feel about the problem? Are you willing to say to whatever you're facing today, whatever's going on in your life, the answer already exists. Even though I don't see it right now, it's right there. Just because you can't see it in this moment doesn't mean the answer isn't there. Every problem has an answer within it. Every doubt has an answer within it. This is why prayer works. You see, because when we come in to pray, we know that we are wanting to pray to correct whatever situation seems to be taking place. And prayer, when we stop in that moment and we know that there's something greater, that God is greater in this moment than the condition we are experiencing, the prayer begins to rise us up, to lift us above the problem. And opens each one of us to allow the greater truth to be revealed. That's what prayer is. Prayer is, there is a problem, and in the problem is the solution. We just have to rise up to the solution. God is always for itself and never against itself, you see. God is always life-affirming and nurturing. We are each an expression of the one life of God itself. We are created in the image and likeness of God. So we cannot be against ourselves. With the knowledge, it is important to believe we are not punished or unlovable. We cannot be. It's not possible. Now, that might be a small belief that you have, but remember, in the belief that isn't life-affirming, there is a different answer. It's up to us to look for it. You have all the tools you need to face a challenge for what it is. A challenge with an answer embedded in it. I think we have to stop. When we find ourselves spinning in belief systems, that we stomp our feet and say, I know there's an answer right in the middle of this. You're being asked to walk through life with confidence, knowing wherever you step, God is already there, meeting you in every moment, in every situation. So I'm going to invite each one of us today to keep our eyes single and to listen to your heart, to listen to the greater truth that lives in you, because within you is strength and power and courage. It's up to you. It's totally up to you to take the limits off of God. And therefore, like last week, I love the cork. I hope you're using the image of the cork. When we take the limits off of God, we rise up beyond the conditions. And if you can't see the solution right now in this moment, then pray bold prayers. And if that's not possible for you, then call one of these practitioners. They know how to pray, just as Susan showed you today. Remember that you are one with a supernatural God. Right where you are is holy ground. You're never alone. So I'm going to ask you, invite you to act as if it were so. Act as if it were true all the time. Give it up to God. The more you give it up to God, the more fun in life you will experience. Because you will take everything lighter. And lightly. That's what my desire for you today is. So let's take that into prayer. So just take a breath, knowing and accepting that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, is right here, right now. It is the life that lives and breathes within me. I am the beloved place where God shows up. And I stop in this moment and I celebrate it. I breathe into it, that I am in total and complete partnership with the one life and the one power that so loves and cherishes and adores all that I am and all that I am yet to be, that I am lifted up beyond any condition, any situation, right here, right now. And I claim and accept that what is true of me is equally magnificently and gloriously true for and about you, right where you are. God is the power and the presence and the breath that you breathe in this very moment. Fill up with that divine truth, that knowingness, and allow yourself to be lifted beyond conditions. And we place the power and the love and the grace of God into that place of healing and wholeness, bringing and accepting for you the greater truth, that right where you are healthy. We're seeing an absolute solution, that the vaccine, that the answers to this pandemic is already completely known in the mind of God, and we open to receive, and we stay present with what is being asked of us, whatever it is, knowing and accepting that this time to shelter in place blesses each and every one of us. And we bless all of the people that we love and those that we are yet to meet, knowing that there is a solution no matter what is taking place, that there's a greater truth. We bless all the healthcare workers. We bless the people that night and day are in the laboratories finding the answer. And we bless the power and the presence of God that lives individually, beautifully, lovingly within each and every one of us. And so we willingly step forward into the mystery and the miracles, trusting and knowing that we are never alone, that that power and that presence of pure spirit is right where we are, guiding us through every moment, every event. And so I just release this, my powerful word, into the ever-living, loving law of God, knowing it is already done, it is complete, it is wholly perfect. And it returns to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it. And we allow it to shine. And we bless all of those families and people who have lost loved ones. We know that the blessings we create today magnify and glorify the rest of the world. We give thanks for that knowingness. We allow it to be so. And so it is. Amen. Okay, Gary and Brian, rock us out.